Leopoldine Carlo was born in 1920 in the interior village of Nulato. She lost her parents at a young age and was raised by her grandparents. In a Tanana Chiefs Conference Legacy of Elders video, Carlo talks about her upbringing.
My grandparents couldn't speak English, so I was taught the both sides of things, the Western life and the Indian way of life.
As an adult, Carlo lived in several interior villages, mining gold and raising eight children with her husband. She describes moving to Fairbanks in the 1950s when racism was blatant.
The bars had signs over their doors, no Indians allowed.
No dogs allowed, referring to Native people. And that became very concerning to her.
Fairbanks Native Association Executive Director Steve Guinness says Carlo helped start the organization to fight for Native rights and to preserve culture and language.
She was firm in her beliefs, and at the same time, she was a very humbled individual.
Guinness says Carlo served on the FNA board for over 50 years as it evolved into a community-wide service organization.
Thankfully to her leadership and others, today, the organization is an $18 million organization with over 250 employees doing a variety of programs.
They include a Head Start program and Native singing, dance, and language classes. Guinness says Carlo believed language is an essential part of identity.
She would always say that her language is who she is. It's me. At any event, she would always get up and sing.
Carlo, who never drank or smoked, had a clear voice late into life. A funeral service in Potlatch for Leopoldine Carlo are scheduled for Friday afternoon in Fairbanks, after which her body will be returned to her home village of Nulato for burial. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.